Although 4,500 miles separate Bloomington, Indiana from Berlin, the current exhibition at the Grunewald Gallery in IU's Hope School of Fine Arts delivers us directly into the German city's international art scene. WFIU arts intern Anya Schwartz reports.
Soon after I arrived in Bloomington in July, an upcoming exhibition at the Grunewald Gallery caught my eye. I'm from Germany, so I thought it was a strange coincidence that this American gallery was about to mount a show with a German title. I wondered why the show of 10 painters from Berlin was titled Geist und Form instead of something like Spirit and Shape or Psyche and Form.
Yeah, we discussed it here with the gallery, if it would be good to translate this title or to use the German title.
That's the curator of the show, Berlin-based Julian Benschop.
We chose to do it in the first place to make people curious, also to make clear that there is a connection with Germany. In Europe, or for instance in the Netherlands or in Germany, you see a lot of English titles in exhibitions. We thought, okay, we do it the other way around. Geist, you could translate with something like spirit, but in a way it's like a broader term. Form is like form. You see that it's not only about what you can see. You see it's also about things that are absent or that are hidden.
In many paintings, that hidden or geistige content is obvious.
Yeah, here we stand in front of a painting by Jorge Queiroz, a Portuguese-born artist. Actually, originally he comes from drawing, and only recently, like since 2012, he sort of switched or expanded his practice also into oil painting on canvas. And what we have here, we have like three of his works from a bigger series that are, so to say, his first big works on canvas. And this work that we are standing in front of is called Labyrinth. I think it's a title that is, at least you can understand why he chose to take that title, because it's a painting with a lot of different colors. There's like reds and orange and yellow. There's forms that might look kind of abstract. And then if you start to zoom in, you see like little details that could be maybe an eye of a person, or maybe you see a nose in what first looked to be an abstract form. There are forms that are open to different kind of readings, I would say, different possibilities. So he defined something, and to some extent it's up to us what exactly we see there. For me, in the end, if you step back, it's also a work you have to step back to see what is going on there. To me, these works are about, I would say, a state of mind, a sort of psychological existence. And it's like that he's picturing a state of mind, not by painting a portrait from the outside, but somehow from the inside, like what's going on in the heads of people or in the dreams of people. And this, for me, has to do with this geistige content that is more spiritual or absent.
All the featured artists are contemporary. But what does that term actually mean?
I think it's being contemporary is a bit of a tricky question, because somehow the contemporary became like a quality in itself, while nobody really knows what that is. What is it to be contemporary? We are contemporary. We are now here, I would say. But but on the other hand, of course, I understand that you see a painting and you have this immediate feeling, this is from now. This fits our time.
Many of the displayed images are what we would call abstract. Here again, there might be another facet to this term that we could explore.
We know abstraction from the early 20th century, when people like Kandinsky or Malevich came out with like canvases with just what we called abstract or geometric form. But in the meantime, if we talk about abstraction, it's a whole different story. Because I think most figurative painters, like for instance Valérie Favre there, or Catherine Otto here, I wouldn't say that their works are not abstract, or that there is not like an abstract quality in it. And this is the thing that really interested me in this show. In what way could you talk about abstraction? What has become of abstraction after it was a sort of a revolution in the arts in the early 20th century? Now we are sort of used to it, and you see that artists have integrated it or have digested it.
As the curator mentioned, the artists' approaches are quite diverse, just as diverse as their origin. Denmark, Switzerland, France, the Netherlands, Portugal, Germany, and even the United States are the nationalities represented in Geist und Form. Although, as the title suggests, all these painters are currently based in Berlin.
At this moment, I would say if there's like one city in Europe that is has this high concentration of art, it's Berlin. So there's hundreds, there's thousands of artists from all over the world who came to Berlin, who worked there.
To understand why Berlin became a place to be for young artists, Benchop takes us back in time.
1989 was, I think, for everybody in the world, but especially for Europeans, a major year. The wall in Berlin came down. So what used to be the city where Europe was divided became the city where, in fact, the East and the West were like reunited. And this is also what you feel if you come to Berlin, because you meet people from the eastern part of Europe and you meet them together with people from France or Spain or Denmark or the US. You feel the history of the city. There is like this traces of the quite terrible history, I would say, of Berlin being in the Second World War, the capital of the Nazis, having the Cold War, the communist time, which was very difficult for people in the east of Berlin. So it was, I would say, a very tense and isolated city during a lot of years, like from 1961, when the wall was built, till 1989. And then suddenly this wall came down, like a champagne bottle that the cork pops off, and it's time to party, and people want to go there. And this is exactly what happened. Like in Europe, people felt like this is history at our doorstep, so we want to go there. People were very curious, and people came, and a lot of people stayed, because you could find space. There was like a nice atmosphere. You could organize things. There was a music scene that was like mingling with the art scene. So people felt good there. And there was what they call in German like Freiraum. So a sort of open space on a physical level. You could find space, but also on a mental level, on a psychological level, on an artistic level. Berlin was a place where things were possible, where you didn't have to count with all kinds of regulations. You could just do what you want to do. And that for artists is very attractive.
That feeling of freedom or Freiraum that began in 1989 when the wall came down has allowed the city's artistic community to blossom for the last two decades.
On the one hand, it has like a kind of official infrastructure in the arts, like with good museums, the Museum Island with five top museums. But on the other hand, you have a very large circuit of like informal spaces. People organizing exhibitions in an old garage, in a building that is empty for a couple of months, maybe at home, and people go there, people visit it.
Obviously, these 10 artists cannot represent the estimated 420 galleries in Germany's capital. However, Geist und Form gives an indication of the diverse approaches of Berlin's painters.
There's a lot of people painting in Berlin, and it happens to be my special interest in the arts. And because there is so much and there's so much different things to offer, I think at some point it's also good to say, okay, we are going to focus now exclusively on this, to see what's going on in that specific medium. I don't care so much about if painting is fashionable or not. I think people have painted quite a long time, and I think painting is a medium of all times, I would say, and that is how the show is conceived. So there is some painters with a more classical approach, I would say, but there is also painters that you think, oh, what's going on here? There's like somebody who paints on photography.
Considering the spectrum these paintings cover, Geist und Form really offers something to which everyone can relate.
This is people like you and me thinking about life, having the same kind of thoughts or issues or problems. And somehow, if you make this parcours through the work, you can relate to that. And then in fact, it's not important if it's from Berlin or from another city, because it's painting language. And it's also the wonderful thing that you can come with a show from Berlin to the United States, to Bloomington, and people here can relate to it very much because it's a shared language.
You can experience the interaction between the spiritual and the formal components of these paintings for yourself at the Grunewald Gallery on the IU campus. Geist und Form, 10 painters from Berlin, will show until October 11, 2013. For WFIU Arts, I'm Anja Schwartz.
Lectures by painters represented in the exhibition Geist und Form will be offered at various locations on the Bloomington campus September 18th, 19th, and 20th. Along with a panel discussion on September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Grunewald Gallery. You may find a link to these events and see paintings in the show at our website, wfiu.org/arts.